and thank you for tuning in to Mormon Channel Daily today. I'm Charlotte Kniep. And when we hear the words genealogy or family history, it can sometimes elicit eye rolls and feelings of guilt because we think of sitting alone for hours in a dusty old computer lab searching through computer documents of our ancestors. And let's be honest, none of us probably do that work as much as we should. But there are different ways to learn about your history and where you and your family have come from. Jacob Draper is a media producer at the LDS Church, and he's here with us today to talk about a really incredible project where he got to go to Ghana and gather stories. Thanks for being here, Jacob.
Thanks for having me here.
Yeah. So what was the inspiration behind this project? How did it begin?
Well, the first time that I heard about this project, I wasn't involved in it at all, but I saw a little blurb about the Family Search organization collecting oral genealogies in Africa. And I thought, man, that it sounds like such a cool kind of thing, kind of cool project. And it wasn't another 6 months later when the opportunity for me to go create a video about the oral genealogies fell into my lap. So to tell you a little bit about what the oral genealogies are, so the way I know about genealogy from my family is that we have written records, we have birth certificates, marriage records, and so when we want to learn about our family, we go and try and dig up those records. Well, in Africa, there are a lot of places that don't have a really strong history of creating written records.
Right.
So if you go to some of these tribes that we visited on our video trip, basically the genealogies are passed down orally through families. So when a child is growing up, their parents would say, were your parents, your grandparents were so-and-so, your great-grandparents so-and-so, your great-great-grandparents, and they would just memorize these
it's
generations.
It's like the scriptures, almost.
Exactly.
Except it's
yeah.
not written down.
So-and-so begat so-and-so, so-and-so begat so-and-so.
Yeah.
That was precisely it. But it was never written down on paper. So now there's a trend for younger people to move towards the cities, right? These people are isolated, but they're not so isolated that they don't know that there may be better opportunities or there may be different opportunities for them in their lives elsewhere than the village that they were born in. So younger people are moving to the cities, trying to find work, trying to find jobs, and they're not learning these genealogies. So these elders in these villages are basically the sole repositories of the genealogical information of their village and of these people. If these elders and these village leaders die, basically the family history dies with them.
Mm-hmm.
So Family Search is really interested in collecting these names to make sure that these families know every individual is important, every life is important. So go and find these names and write them down so that in the future, the children of these people who have moved away from the villages will be able to find them and say, oh, yeah, I come from such and such village. Search and find some relative and then work out their own family tree from that.
And something that I've found is I've just sort of recently in the last few years gotten into doing my own family history, and Family Search and other organizations and websites have made it so much easier than it has been in the past. But I think it gives you this incredible sense of self-worth and identity to know the odds that your ancestors overcame, to know the countries that you've come from, and just the different stories and the interactions that these people have had, and how interesting that, like you were saying, that the younger people are moving to the cities at a time when they're trying to figure out who they are, figure out the life path they want to take, and they don't have this type of genealogy, these histories to guide them in their path at all.
Yeah. Again, I'm coming to this whole project and this whole concept not as a family research, family genealogy
right.
specialist.
Mm-hmm.
I come from it as a video producer. So I'm an observer of this whole situation. But what I see is it's not that the family histories aren't important to these young people who are moving to the cities. It's just that it's not their top priority at that moment.
And they're just not hearing them. They're not around
them.
Yeah,
they're not there to go through the process of memorizing them. But you're absolutely right. Knowing their background, knowing their family, knowing their history, knowing their village, knowing who they belong to is vital and it is important. One example of I'll just kind of describe to you what we did for our video. We wanted to capture this process for how Family Search is gathering these names. And it was a learning process for me. People tried to explain it to me a number of times, and it took me a while to kind of put all the pieces in place, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, the organization Family Search hires contractors to gather these names in areas, and then the contractors hire field workers. These field workers are people who basically come from the region that these villages are located in. They speak the language. They kind of know the culture. They'll enter a village, and they'll introduce themselves to the village leaders and tell them why they're there. Say, we're here to write down the genealogies of your village. And the village leaders will often ask, well, what does this service cost? It doesn't cost anything. Family Search is an organization, a nonprofit organization that gathers these names, and the villages are excited about it. So we visited, for our film project, we visited about 5 different villages. One of the villages that we visited, we were kind of on a loose time schedule. We didn't know exactly when we were going to arrive, and the chief of the village had been waiting for several hours for us to get there. And when the team arrived, we're like, I'm sorry that you had to wait so long. And he's like, do not apologize. And he described how he had gone to his brother and to others to try and get the genealogies to remember the family history, because it had been written down by somebody at some point in time, but they couldn't find it. And they felt like it was a kind of a dangerous and a big loss to their village not to be able to find this written record that they'd made. And to have these field workers come in and do the interviews to gather this information was something that he was very pleased with. I had thought, as a Latter-day Saint, well, here's, you know, genealogy is important to us. It's important to our doctrine. We believe in the eternal family, and we believe in the temple, and there's these things that we value. And I wondered initially, now, is Family Search just trying to push something that's valuable to us onto other people, but it's not valuable to them?
Right.
But what I observed is, this was something that they did find very valuable. Everybody thought of this as a really awesome service that enhances the sense of community and the sense of identity for these villages.
Oh, I think it's beautiful to see that the spirit of Elijah that we read about in the Old Testament, that permeates culture, that permeates religion and countries. And it's something that everyone can gain value from.
Well, my last name is Draper.
Right. Okay.
And there's a city in Utah, Draper, Utah.
Uh-huh.
And it's named for my ancestors. And I have to admit that even watching the Draper tracks train heading down, you know, with the Draper sign on it, I'm like, hey, that's my family.
That's me.
It gives me a little bit of pride to know that that's my family, right? That's my heritage. And it may seem silly, you know, my ancestors that the town was named after died 150 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Still, there's a piece of me that says, yeah, that's where I come from.
Right. And I'm a transplant to Salt Lake City. I'm not from here, didn't grow up here, but I was able to discover, just going to the Salt Lake Cemetery, how many of my ancestors are buried there, and going and visiting their graves and learning a little bit more about them from what's archived online and journals and different things has been a really special experience for me. So it can really be a special experience for anyone, though.
Right. Yeah. We find that it's a universal thing. Everybody mm-hmm. values knowing who their parents are. And how did I become who I am? Why do I look the way I look? Why am I interested in things that I'm interested in? We find these connections to people of our past that really transcend our everyday, you know, understanding of who we are.
Right. So this project is a really cool way, and a more maybe fun way, of doing family history, talking to people and getting stories. Do you have any tips for someone who might want to replicate this type of a project on a smaller scale in their own family?
Well, I think it absolutely makes sense. When we were in Africa, we were in Ghana, and we watched these field workers going, and basically they went from person to person in these villages. They would take whatever time they could. Sometimes the people were like, oh, I don't know, I can't remember, and this is how it was described to us by the field workers.
Uh-huh.
Or people would be like, I'm too busy right now, come back later. And so these field workers would actually spend weeks in a village, sleeping in the village, living in the village, and just trying to take as much time as they could with all the elders in the village to learn as much information as they could, go back again to validate it. Did we get this right? Did we get this right? And basically encompass all of the history of that village. Now, that's a really rich experience, because it wasn't just names. It's like, here's the history of our village. How did so-and-so get here? Well, this is the story of how that person got here.
So it sounds like if you want to replicate this type of a project, you need to kind of pick the right moment. If you're lucky enough to have grandparents that are still around and still able to communicate and talk about their past. And if not, talking to cousins and aunts and uncles and parents about things they remember from growing up, things that might be kind of different today. I think that's a wonderful way to get young people interested in family history. It makes it more real. And then you can take those stories that maybe some people have never heard before and transcribe them, upload them online for the family to access and look at. Taking new pictures can really bring family history to life. So,
yeah. And we also think that our moment is a pretty short moment. And we think of the now as being all-encompassing and what is real. But the now passes by really quickly as well.
Mm-hmm.
So what we record for ourselves will also be valuable for us to pass on to the people who come later on. Will help people to understand why we do the things the way we do them now, later on.
Definitely some great advice for family history, or people that would like to get into their family history and those who need to continue it, like myself. Thank you so much for being here, Jacob. We appreciate your words.
Thank you.
So to learn more about starting or continuing your own genealogy work, MormonChannel.org has some great blog posts, one in particular about gathering African-American family history that you might find interesting if that is your heritage, and podcasts as well that can teach you ways to get started and have fun with genealogy, such as Extreme Genes, which is our weekly genealogy podcast, which provides interesting stories and tips and tricks. And we're going to close our episode today with a quote from Elder Dennis B. Neuenschwander of the Quorum of the 70, an LDS leadership group. And he said, "Genealogies, family stories, historical accounts, and traditions form a bridge between past and future and bind generations together in ways that no other keepsake can." Thank you so much for tuning in today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.